Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We back. Reminisce. What's going on, my man?
We back at it.
Yeah, we back at it, man. Small hiatus.
Yep.
7 month hiatus. Yep.
Man, them jobs.
Yeah, man. You've been good though. How's it been? You like running the spot now. Right?
Man, they gave me a promotion. Man, I thought it was gonna be easier. They was like, "No, you finna do a bunch of other stuff too."
Oh, you got a promotion. You got a little more paper, but go ahead and pick up these other boxes too.
Yeah, you gonna do all this other stuff too.
Johnny, what's been going on, man?
Not much, man. Same old.
Say, look, we gotta talk about this bank robbery, man. Not bank robbery, jewelry store robbery.
You ain't saying it was a heist.
Yeah. I mean, in my mind, it was like, you know, like you was in the middle of what was the joint with the.
What's that, the town?
The town. I'm just thinking there's some cats coming in and you like, nah, they wasn't that smart.
There was two dudes, only one came in. I tell you, I was in the back, man. I saw that gun come through the door. I just threw my hands up. And dude gonna come in with the Batman voice. Get on the floor. Like, bruh, we ain't gotta do all that.
Like, I'm not a good voice identifier.
I'm not about to die over this jewelry. You can have it. I got kids, sir. What do you want? I'm gonna get you a bag and everything.
You gave him a bag?
Yeah. I gave him multiple bags. Matter of fact, I gave him trash cans. I put stuff in trash cans. That's how much stuff I gave him.
Get that. Like, yeah, nobody's gonna die over that shit, man.
Nah.
So he ended up just running back out, right? Like, how long was he there for?
Man, probably a total about 5 minutes, man. We got him in and got him out. You know, he got cash and stuff like that. But it was all about getting him out, man. He wasn't that long. He was scared. He was nervous. And I didn't want no nervous dude with a gun pointed at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, get that. I got kids. It'd be damn if I'm going to die with some watches. And my kids got to remember that. So
yeah. That's crazy, though, man. Dude, you got straight up in a robbery, man. Like, that, you can't, like not like getting stuck up like, hey, nigga, give me your jewelry. Like, that's a regular, you know, we'll talk about it later with Safari. But,
well, you know, I've almost died 29 times in my life.
Okay, well, let's go to, like,
what the hell?
Military-wise and putting that on top of it, I think that made 30. So being in the military, and one of the times I almost killed myself.
Wow.
What?
I ran up with a box of grenades with a Humvee.
Oh, shit, you by yourself?
Grenades. No, I had 4 people with me.
So you was with me. Sorry, I caused 4 other people.
You've been in heaven. Sorry, nigga. I didn't mean
it. It went off?
No, it could have went off. It was close to going off. The munitions people got them and blew them up, but they was like, it would have been one little spark.
Was it a U.S. military or was it like enemy?
No, it was military. It was mine. They were my grenades. They were my grenades. There were 18 high explosive grenades and 4 illumination rounds. I put the damn things right in front of the tire, and I got so excited because the boss was like, "Hey, John, you want to drive today?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, let's drive. You can do whatever in the desert." I pulled off. All you heard was crunch.
What?
With all them things.
Did y'all know that's what y'all hit when y'all rolled over?
Hell no. Nope.
So somebody just told y'all later on, like...
Nah, we was right there in front of where what you call the army, where you get your weapons. Like, the crunch was so big, and the Humvee gave a little jump. It was like, everybody was just like,
they
what
went
the
off?
Was that? Nah, they didn't go off, luckily. They should have.
So when did y'all find out they were grenades?
Shit, my boss got out the car, the Humvee, came around, picked up the case, and he was like, John, ain't these your hand grenades? I'm like, hey, bro, put that down. You know what I'm saying?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Get away from me with that. Get away from me with that. So the explosive people came and got them in, and they blew them up.
Oh shit!
They blew him up. Yeah,
they didn't give you no more grenades after that, did they?
Nah. Nope. I had to do a whole speech in front of all the airmen and stuff. Like, be careful.
So they made you a spokesperson.
Yeah, like I had to be like, be careful. Make sure you put your grenades in the car. You will get blowed up. And I did say blowed. You'll get blowed up. They was like, damn. It was a good experience.
Is this the same time when you said a dude took a rental car and rolled it and stole it and rolled it out in New York?
No.
This is around that same time period, right?
I guess it would be around the same time period. But
this is when you said it was a Cadillac, right?
I was all the way in Kuwait when this happened.
Okay, but you said it was in a Cadillac before that rode all the way to New York and just
rode all the way and just kept it.
What?
Bought rims for it and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was a truck.
It was Cadillac. I think it was one of them CSRs.
He tinted
the windows, got some rims on it.
How did you know he did all this to it? You saw him?
Yeah, before. I mean, he kept it in the hood before he drove it to New York. Like, he kept it, and you see it one time, you know, like, oh, you got a rental, that's what's up. And he come back around like, bro, why your rental got rims on it? Did you go to rent a rim and you just got them for the week, bro? Hey,
did he rent the rims or just
He probably stole the rims too. Yeah.
Rent a tent. He probably got a tent rented.
Yeah, he probably got that tent rented everything, man. He gone. Got a system put in that bad boy.
Wow.
And then he was like, yo, I'm moving to New York.
Yeah, he was up.
Have you ever seen him again?
Never seen that dude again. Never seen that car again. He might be in jail. And yeah, might be in
you should
the
look
Empire.
Him up on Facebook and see if he on there.
We gonna have some jail photo. Jail cats are on Facebook. With a picture of him next to his old car.
Have you ever tripped out when your homeboys is in jail that's on Facebook? Have you? And you be like, yo, like, hold on, man.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
No, but you don't. At first, it's like a regular picture, like, because they all dress up. I guess it'd be dress up day. They have like a little polo on. Yeah. And shit, like, it's dress up day at the joint.
But they got that old fucked up background in the back.
Yeah, you be like.
Look like your boy Ross painted that thing or something like that. Yeah, Bob Ross painted this background.
Yeah, you be like, oh, okay, like, okay, that's kind of weird. Yeah. And then you start flipping through, and you like, he only got three pictures.
Have you seen these cats going live in prison?
Facebook, no,
I swear I'm in like
two. Gonna catch fighting and stuff.
No.
You saw that one?
But they just talking. They dude, trying to crazy. Get women and all kind of stuff. Like they on live. Like oh, people look at it. Hey, give me your number. What's your number? And all
what?
This stuff. You ain't seen this? They be wilding out all in the cell, man.
Man, I'm just saying one that they be fighting and they like going. They go live first.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like how do that work?
I don't know, man. I saw a cat go live and beat his cellmate up.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's the one you saw.
It was two. Yeah, like, he locked the door and stuff.
Yeah, he that's told him, "Come on, you about to get these hands." Like, bruh, like this is gonna get out. People gonna see this. Somebody knows who you are. They gonna call up.
Yeah,
to the prison. Now you got
more extra time. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like
he beat the brakes off him. Though.
Yeah,
he beat the brakes off him.
I'm like, man, like what the hell? His pants was falling down.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? Yeah. I thought I was on the dark side of the internet at first. I'm like, dude, nah. what is this? Nah. Like, how this go in? Like,
yeah, that's straight on Facebook, man.
I got a couple cats that's locked up, but they on like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Man,
I'm like, dude, like how that work?
You think some of them cats act like they're not locked up when they talking to a chick?
Some of them do be having them pages that's like.
Like
girls that have like a little polo on. Or
you gonna lie to the chick for like 5 to 10 years? Right, like, I can't see you tonight. Yeah. Something happened.
Yeah, they probably like, yeah, I'm in military or something.
Facebook, I don't. They gotta do something about that Facebook Live. You see that dude got shot in the head?
Was that real?
Yes, that was real. That's in Texas.
Well, the girl did it, right?
Yeah, the girl did it, man. That's what? Real in Texas.
So that was real.
Yeah, that was real. He in critical condition still right
now. Oh, so he alive though.
What is it? On that Facebook Live with a
yeah, the dude that did. She was like talking about the gun. She was like, yeah, we be busting on niggas.
Yeah, and then
she
do that.
I thought that was fake.
Yeah, the dude said he was scared though. She was like, hey man, I'm feeling real uncomfortable.
He did in the back.
Yeah,
I thought it was fake.
No, that's real.
That's real. Bro.
What?
That dude was in Texas right now in the hospital.
Y'all see the meme with Rick Ross with the helmet on?
Oh. No, yo, that was horrible for that one.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
It said like when chicks play with guns.
Oh my god!
They got a helmet on.
That's horrible, man. But what? I peeked out her Facebook was real? Page.
Oh, you went to her Facebook page?
I peeked out her Facebook page, man. Straight Christian, like straight.
Are you serious,
boy? I'm telling you, you wouldn't know. She was straight everything. Like her face was straight. It was the cleanest thing I've seen in a while.
Probably now. Yeah. Like, I gotta switch this up.
I'm like, man. But you look at that video. See, this will be due to them lying ass hoes. She picking up guns, cocking them.
Saw that she had the Christian mingle on her shit.
I'm trying to tell you, her stuff was straight laced. Like she was like, you wouldn't think this type of person.
Damn, I thought that was like one of them little, you know, it was like a little prank, like they just playing.
Nah, dude,
that was real, bro.
Yeah, that was real.
That was real, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, lucky, yeah. Will. Lucky he didn't die.
Yeah, I mean, he's still bad.
I mean, he may not come out right. He might as well have died, maybe, if he come out.
I don't know how you come out right.
That's what I'm saying.
Head,
I don't think
he was with his head.
Yeah. Emma was pouring out his head onto his little shoulder, man. Crazy. And they got out because, you know. Why she got busted too?
Yeah, because she tried to tamper with the evidence or something.
Two things. First, when she called 911, she told them my friend shot himself in the head.
Did she put the gun in his hand then or something?
No, see, I don't think she did that, but when they came to the scene and they figured out, no, y'all Facebook Live this. You shot this dude.
Yeah, like, so everybody saw it.
So they told the other dude and her, like, hey, we're gonna put these bags over your hands so we can test for gun residue.
Right. Oh, right.
She tried to wash her hands off. And they was like, first of all, you on live. What are you washing your hands
and
like?
And you can't wash your gun residue off.
Nah, it's kind of you bleach.
Yeah.
Bleach.
But like, they'll
pick up that you could put bleach on it, so it's still the same thing.
Nah, I mean, you got bleach on, they can't say it, but a lot of people don't know it spreads so far. Like, it just ain't your hands, your neck, it's your clothes.
Face,
you know what I'm saying?
Your face and
it's
all
a blast,
that.
It's like a fart.
How long will it stay on you in general? Like, if you just don't do nothing.
See, you know, I don't know how long guns. Damn, I need to start reading up on some shit. I should know this answer. But I should know this answer, but I think it stays on for quite a while, long period of time.
So, like, they can catch you 3 days later, maybe, and you still got
it. Yeah, man, it's like, if you don't wash it off, especially the clothes. The clothes is where they get the most. Now, I know it's staying on the clothes because it just gets stuck in the fabric. Right. It ain't going nowhere until you Febreze it.
So you need to wash your clothes right after.
Or just get some Febreze. If you're,
get rid
you know,
of
gun.
Burn your
get
clothes.
Get rid of the clothes. Just throw them in the trash can.
Right, don't throw them in the trash can. Burn them.
Burn them.
If your DNA still on them, burn them back.
Dang. All this time, I thought that was...
That was real.
Because the one I saw, like, after the gun went out, the dude fell, and that was in the backseat. He fell back.
Yeah, now he ran out the car. He ran out the car.
What?
That dude would have died if he wasn't for off-duty fire firefighter.
So they just left it. So they was like, that was like, they was friends.
They left him. The off-duty firefighter saw him, pulled him out the car, started doing CPR. Actually, he was dead. Actually revived him.
What?
They came back.
Yeah, yep. They played him like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And who car was that, though, man? Like, you just going to leave
it? Yeah, yeah. I was like, you just leave, yeah. You're going to get caught if anybody does. It's your car. Yeah.
Like, whose car is this?
Unless it was his.
Right.
Like, it was like, right. It's Tyrone's anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Mention to Tyrone. Y'all see a homeboy with the bank, with the stuff at Howard?
Oh, yeah. Got everybody money.
$420,000. The Wolf of U Street, as we call him.
Well, you talk about the dude that he was like an intern or something?
No, he was just working financial aid department at Howard.
And he had a rat on everybody?
No. Somebody else dimed out, and they wrote an anonymous blog at Medium.com. And that's how it happened. Nobody even knew about it.
Right.
Damn.
And he was like, yeah, this cat, go look at his shit, though. This dude ain't got enough money to be doing all the shit he doing. Dude had a range. Nigga was rocking Gucci flip-flops. When a nigga got Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah. Look, man, Gucci flip-flops, that's ridiculously, like, come on, man. You can go get some flip-flops from goddamn Walmart and keep it moving. You ain't trying to be stylish just walking around with some flip-flops in your crib.
Get some black, red, and green tape.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and you could have taped them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they basically, somebody dined out, so they end up firing 6 people, including him.
Yeah, but
it was $2.2 million.
But he worked there, right?
Yeah,
they was talking about.
But it was $2.2 million that all 6 of them stole over a 4-year period.
Because I heard they was sending him emails like, "Thanks for ratting us out."
He gonna get his money. I mean, the kids gonna get their money back.
Man, but I know if I was one of their parents, I'm suing.
Right.
Even because he was the dude sending rejection letters to people too.
Right.
Like, yeah, we don't have enough more funds and blah blah blah. So think about it, like, the motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
The dude put a check in for like the mock trial club for like $25,000. Said they give him a $25,000 scholarship. Mm-hmm. The mock trial club said we only have $25,000 in our bank account. Period. period. Like, we ain't even got $25,000.
Right.
At all. We've never had that much.
Man.
Right.
We spending that shit right back out for like events, you know, or whatever. Like, we definitely didn't have no $25,000 to give
That's
nobody.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
And then he was all on TV. Like, he's been on a tour though. Like, I'm not. I'm innocent. All the facts will come out the show. And I was like, yo, you need to quit talking. Okay?
Yeah. Never mind the right.
And he in law school too though. I'm like, dude, don't talk. You're in law school. Well, why are you not? Why are you talking?
You're gonna be barred before you even start.
Yeah. And he tried to delete all his stuff though. But you know the internet ain't shit. They screenshotted all that shit fast. He tried because he had a blog. Motherfucker had a videographer that followed him around.
Damn.
To chronicle his shit.
He had a blog called Gucci.
Nah, it was something else.
Did he say he get all his money from you? Did he ever say that?
He said that he was stunting and he was renting stuff and doing all kind of stuff, you know, whatever.
Bitcoin.
Like, that's fine. Like, if you was renting, but to rent a Range Rover, dog, you still as a college student ain't got money to rent a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn. A rental for a Range Rover is probably $250, $300 for a day. I'm thinking if you
probably an hour for a Range.
Yeah. Damn. And it's the brand new Range. You ain't getting a 97 the one Jay-Z had in the Streets Is Watching movie.
Like, you just can't go to Enterprise and Hertz and be like, let me get that Range.
You you gotta go to a specially custom company for that. And man, dude is fucking. So y'all seen that Biggie Tupac Unsolved? Y'all been watching that shit?
I heard about it, but I didn't get through.
That shit's better than All Eyes on Me.
It is.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be hard.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying though. Like, dude, I was like, All Eyes on Me is horrible, man. Like, yeah. I tried to watch it again at home, and I was like, yo, man, this is a bad movie, man. Like, like, this is like bad. Like, it should have been on BET or like Centric or something. Like, I would have tolerated it more then. Like. The fact that I actually paid to go to the theater to see this shit.
My kids took me to go see that for Father's Day.
And you was mad that you could take me to see
something
else.
Pick something else.
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch Frozen over this. This is some bull.
Y'all must not love me.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what y'all trying to say?
This is what you do to your daddy? This is what you do?
It's cool. Yeah, no, it's good, man. It's pretty good, man. I like it, the way they breaking down everything. Like, all that shit with all that stuff with Biggie and Tupac, man. That shit it needs to be a series like that.
Right.
Like, you can't do that in one movie.
Honestly.
And it does it goes back and forth from the present to the past.
So it's like, that's the actual show with the guy from the, what was that?
Russell
Transformers.
Poole. Which one is the dude from Transformers?
Josh Durham or something like
Oh,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The dude that played the main captain of the army dude. Yeah.
Okay.
He's more in the present time because the thing that got everything cracking back in, I think like 2009, 8 or 10, somewhere in there, Biggie's mama sued the LA Police Department for like $100 million. So they had to remake another task force to try to, because like she was like, y'all ain't even trying to solve my son's murder.
Right.
And he's high profile. It ain't like his fucking Pookie on the corner in South Central. Y'all, he's a high profile person. How the fuck y'all ain't solved this shit?
Right.
So they basically solved the case, basically.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's all intertwined. It's everybody's fault, from Puffy to Suge. It's like individual small microaggressions that just introduce to these, both of these niggas getting killed.
This little snowball right
now. Yeah, because it really, because they, I wish they would have, I'm not all the way through, because there's two more episodes they got left. But I wish they would talk about, because, you know, Biggie and, Puffy and Suge's beef started from Puffy's boy Wolf, and I don't know if you heard of dude Wolf. Yeah. That's the one that Big Meech got killed. That took Big Meech down. That started him going down.
Damn.
Besides the dude getting caught, that would come from St. Louis, though, with them rings.
Yeah.
Those two things happened in the same time. Big Meech got shot in the ass. That's when Big Meech got shot in the ass. But his boy shot Wolf, which Wolf shot one back in the 90s. Wolf shot one of Suge's boys. Wolf was Puffy's personal security guard and his boy.
Wow.
Oh.
And then that's what, they was already kind of beefing. They was arguing, him, Puffy and him was arguing on some drunk shit in the parking lot. Because Jermaine Dupri talks about it. He's like, yeah, they was arguing at his birthday party in Atlanta. And they was arguing, and Wolf got into it with his boy, and Wolf just pulled on him and shot him.
Wow.
Damn.
So then the shit was like, oh, that's how we rolling now?
Yeah, right.
Fuck Bad Boy. So that's what just started. And then you see the stuff that happens at the Source Awards and shit like that. And it just kind of just, and then Puffy put out that hit for the Death Row chain. And you know, and then that's what happens with the whole the Crips, and it's just, dude, that shit's deeper than the mafia, man. Yeah,
that's I gotta watch that one. That's
dude,
crazy.
Yeah, man. If you just dig deep into some of the that Suge Knight documentary was good too, though. That Welcome to Death Row documentary was real good.
I didn't see none of that.
The one, it was 4 days. It came on BET. It was 4 days. That motherfucker was good, man.
I don't be trusting BET to do my documentaries and stuff.
I agree with you on that, but this one was good, though. Because I was like, I'm going to give you the first day. And I was like, this shit good. Okay. Because they went into, like, how Suge came up, who he owed money to. Like, they went deep into the whole thing. Because they talk about Harry O. You know, he owed all that money to Harry O. Because Harry O gave $1 million to start Death Row. Yeah, because, you know, when, you ever heard when Rick Ross said, I'm like, Harry O, that's who we talking about. Harry O's a big time drug dealer.
I might check that out then.
Yeah, man, all that shit's like dope, man. It's the mythology of all that shit. Did I ever tag you? If you read that thread room where somebody broke down all the hip hop gang stuff and how it intertwines with hip hop? Did I ever tag you in that too?
I saw a thread like that about Biggie and Pop.
No, it was like one of all the like rap shit from like starting from like 85, 86.
You did tag me in that. I remember
I sat in the bed for like 2 hours, dog. Yeah. Like I was reading the fucking Murder, She Wrote, Susan Sarandon book, sitting there with my legs crossed.
Because they had pictures and everything.
Yes.
Yeah,
and they was
that.
Showing you who was who.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I was sitting there with my wine and shit, though. Like, this shit is. I mean, it was about a 2 hour read, though, real. Like, for real.
Yeah,
like,
it was long. I remember that. I remember you did tag me.
Yeah, man, dude, they go through King Tut and they breaking it all the way to the present.
Right? Wow.
Yeah, man. I was like, yo, this even if this ain't true, dog, you connecting all these dots. Like, you a hell of a storyteller,
yeah,
my nigga. Like,
yeah, this much time on your hands, shit.
The nigga broke that whole thing down with annotations and everything, right, dog. Like, go to this article here in the New York Times, right. Like
the third nigga from the left. Yo, that's BT.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, damn, what the hell? And you be like, damn, that is him. Right. You Google the dude name,
yeah,
and he's like,
pop right up.
I'd be like, he ain't mine. Yeah, like,
that was a great read. I remember that.
One of the best reads I've had in a long time, man. Next up, let's see, hold on, who we got here. Y'all hear this? Y'all see the Tupac liner notes?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, I love Tupac, man, but he was going through a lot of shit, man.
Yeah, man. I said, you know, it was personal because it was a letter. Like, how many of your cats, you know, write letters? I'm about to get my feelings out.
But that's like, it's 95, 96. Niggas did write letters, though.
Yeah, when you was writing, if you in jail.
Who was he writing to?
No, he was just writing his liner notes for the Machiavelli album. He was going off on Jay-Z.
What? An open letter. It was like Dear Abby. You know what I'm saying? He's put his problems out.
I'm gonna try to read it here. It's in his actual handwriting.
Right.
Credits. This is supposed to be the credits for the Machiavelli album. I dedicate this to the Jack Snitch, who's the most Haitian Jack. Jack Agant for ordering the hit, to Tut for shooting me, to Puffy, Big Stretch is the dude that produced Pain and Running from the Police.
Right.
He was in that group. The Live Squad. It was Live Squad.
Okay.
Lil Sean. That's the dude he was going to do this track for when he got shot. Mm. Mm. That was the dude he was going to get the money to do this track. Jimmy Henchman. You know, everybody know who Jimmy Henchman is. Whoever else requires silent, whoever else remains silent while quietly conspiring my downfall, I thank you. I thank faith for the greatest weapon ever her low self esteem.
Oh my god, this is.
Oh my god,
damn,
yo, and beat a pussy. Yeah, I believe he fucked Faith though. For the record, I know people don't believe that. I believe he did.
I don't think so.
I believe it.
I believe it, man.
I don't believe it,
dude. I believe because you gotta think, Pac was like a sex symbol, dude. That's like your girl, and you say your girl was sitting there and she a picture in a picture they with the dude right. With what's the dude Kofi that's from A Girl's Trippin' from Queen Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't think of okay, Rim, your wife in a picture hugged up in a booth with Kofi such and such. And then Kofi come out and say, That's why I fucked your bitch, Rim.
And she was drunk as hell in the picture. Yeah,
and,
too.
And it was like one of the things, like, we hugged up.
Yeah, what's
like,
up?
I don't know, dude.
I took a picture of one of my homeboy's girlfriend, and it looked suspect like that. And I had to hit him up before it even came out, like, yo, my G. like, no, because I knew, because when I saw it online, I was like, no, dude, hey, man, dude, we took a
picture.
Yeah,
to
yeah, I was like, no, I was like, they told us to turn around. I took the picture real quick. And because it looked like, because if you looked at it, I was like, oh, they look like them pocking up. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, I think I'm going to do a diss track on them next. So hold on, this ain't over though. Hold on.
That's why I hugged your bitch. That's what you gonna say.
Thanks to Wendy Williams for being a fat bitch. this shit's golden, dog. Thanks to Mobb Deep for opening your mouth and letting me squash y'all no record selling asses. To Dr. Dre for being a closeted homo. To Nas for not taking my advice and minding his business. To De La Soul for being mad at me, for living well while they like fat washed up bums.
Oh shit.
To Donnie's and all the comedians who look down to Donnie's. When I be to Jay-Z. Oh, this is to Donnie's and all the comedians who looked when I bled, and to Jay-Z, King's son, Dookie looking whatever, like whatever little Kim or fat ass. We are wearing Biggie short, stubby dick sucking Kim. For being nobodies. Now it's time to see who's watching too many movies and who's ready to get the cash on for real. Wartime. Worldwide, nationwide, citywide, exit, Tupac. Real niggas do real things. Enter Machiavelli.
Damn. I mean, it sounded like he was trying to, that's his way of killing it and becoming something new.
Yeah, he could have been like, I'm done with this shit. I said I got all this shit out of me, you know. And it's over.
Pause.
Damn. Yeah.
Pause. Got all this shit out of me.
Yeah. that's true. Yeah. Damn, they're bidding on this right now for $30,000. Yep. If I had the paper though, I would get it.
On the 11th is when they auctioned it off. The starting bid is $30,000. His car that he got shot in went for $1.3 million.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So Suge's old car, because did Suge still own the car or something? How the fuck did somebody have the car?
I don't know. Suge was probably like, just give me $2. Like, you know, it don't.
But I know Suge went bankrupt, but I'm saying, but like, who kept the car? Keeps the car? They boy get shot in.
It's Tupac.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, what, I mean, do you? I mean, like, does the dude with the impound just keep? Like, I'm trying to think, like, how did the car travel around?
If I get the call to come get that car, and I'm driving the tow truck, I'm dropping it right off at the crib.
Right.
I didn't even see the car. Where was it at?
You put it right in the garage. Nobody
gonna
even
in the garage. It's gonna be worth some money one day. I found it on the street one day. This might have been a car Tupac was shot in.
But then do you have to get authentication that this is Tupac's car? Like when you sell like trading cars online with signatures, like where you gotta get like, oh, that's the bullets.
If
oh,
you
that's
notice the driver's seat has got heavy indentures in it. This is what Suge said.
Nobody else said it. It's fully minted with Suge's ass still.
Yes, you could even smell the Doritos coming out of it.
Right here, here's the bullets. It's still here goes the weed that Pac had right here, still in the cup holder. Still the same weed.
Yeah, right.
It's actually 20-year-old weed here
with a piece of his lung on the back seat. That's fucked up. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
Man, your boy Martin Scarelli, man, won't give up the Tupac album.
He's supposed to. He got to, right?
He got to, but he won't give it up.
He gonna trash that. Watch. He either gonna put out the internet for everybody here or he just gonna throw it away.
RZA does not have a backup of this.
No, it was only one copy ever made. That was it.
Why dumb are you not to at least have one backup? Like,
that was the deal. Like, come on, you are. How much was it? Like $2 million?
Yeah, $2.2 million.
Yeah, $2.2 million. It was like, this it, the only copy.
Dude, Martin Scarelli is one of the dudes, like, nobody likes him. Like, right. He didn't have no character witnesses like that come to him. Like, man, I love, man, we was boys in high school. Exactly. Like,
he was cool. Not even a teacher came. He was a good student. None of that. He was a dick. He was a dick. Nobody. Yo, mama ain't talking to you.
Nobody.
He's never walking with anybody but his lawyer. That was his character witness, his lawyers. Well, he's been a good client.
Yeah.
Man.
He paid us.
Dave Chappelle shit where they threw the banana at him?
He talked about that.
I still didn't see his last program.
Dude, soon, though.
Yeah, he talked about that in special. The dude said he threw the banana. Talking about he not racist, but he threw it because Dave Chappelle was going in on his friend that was there. But peep this. A week later, this dude get arrested for throwing a banana at a dude on the street. A black man.
What?
Two bananas within a week. And now he's suing because he's saying the bodyguards punched him in the face twice before they kicked him out the venue.
I mean, that's kind of a casualty of war. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're supposed to whoop your ass on the way out. If you get kicked out of somewhere, you're going to get your ass whooped on the way out. That's kind of like...
Yeah, you're going to make me work, you go get this work.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Work. They be waiting. Them bouncers be waiting for some shit to go down before they can whoop somebody's ass.
They be getting all their frustrations out. When they hit you, they be talking like they talking to their baby mama. Who ain't shit? I got a good job. Wait, nigga, I was just booing niggas. What's going on? Damn.
To mention that your boy Safari got robbed, finessed for all his jewelry.
Why did he? It was 3 hours later. Why was he crying? Did you see the video?
Yeah, man.
Why was he crying?
I mean, he's an emotional dude.
3 hours later. Bro, I got robbed at K's. I didn't shed one tear. You know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't your shit. Yeah, but it wasn't your shit, though.
It was everything I had.
But it was when his own people, somebody set him up, though. So he think he knew the dudes. Yeah. Like, damn, man.
They caught the dudes.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, but it's fucked up. You knew the niggas. That's probably why he's crying. Like, I was just hanging with y'all motherfuckers.
Soulja Boy got robbed. His video was better. I shot a nigga. Bang, bang. You know what I'm saying?
He said, Tony Montana.
I shot a nigga pop. You know what
that nigga rolled over and shot him a four more times.
Yeah, and I looked at his face and I said, damn, I know him. He ain't cry.
That shit didn't happen. But that's why he didn't cry. Where is Soulja Boy?
Somewhere trying to duck them charges. Yeah. You know, he got caught with an AK in his house.
That's right. Oh, so he trying to keep it low key.
Yeah, he trying to keep it low key. I don't need to be shooting nobody. Oh, crazy. Man,
the great Soulja Boy. I ain't heard from him. He's been about a year and a half since he'd have been out here doing this stuff.
Is he still on that Love and Hip Hop?
No, he ain't on there.
Dog and Teddy Riley daughter. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Man, he was dogging the mess out of her.
That ain't Teddy Riley's real daughter, though, either.
Think his real daughter?
Mm-mm. I mean, he married her mama. Mm.
She do got a long face.
Yeah, that ain't his mama. Yeah. I mean, that ain't his her dad. But it's like, shit, I married your mom when you was 6. Yeah. You are my daughter.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of kids, though, on the real. He got like 10 kids, for real.
I can believe it, man. There were pumps in a bunk, Rex in effect. He was
before that.
Yeah.
Shit, he was God.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Goddamn Blackstreet.
Man. And how many Blackstreets has it been?
Five of them. Yeah. They got like 5 albums. Each one of them got at least one good single.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the other members, though, they all his heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. God, shit. I mean, then he was producing for Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
He had a whole movement named after him. Shit. Yeah. Then he got New Jack Swing, mm-hmm. Chain Music.
Right.
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
He was at a gig. I was DJing his set. He walked in.
Teddy Riley?
Yeah.
Like, were you in D.C.?
No, I was here.
Teddy Riley was in
the same place? This was at, you remember the bar? It was like the chocolate bar on Del Mar.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like a private thing.
It was a whole chocolate thing for real. Like, you get like a chocolate margarita and shit.
It wasn't a chocolate bar.
It was at first. Then it switched to, we started doing a poetry thing there with Mocha. Right on the corner.
In the loop?
Yeah. Well, going towards, going towards King's Highway.
Oh, you're talking about the little small joint.
Yeah.
The In-Spot.
It was private.
Teddy Riley walked up.
It was a private. Yeah, he real short.
Who did he, like?
He knew somebody.
Man. Did he come say something to the DJ?
He was cool. He was like a regular dude. I'm like,
did he come say something to you?
Yeah.
Play my joint.
Nah, he did.
Can we do a Teddy Riley?
He was like chilling.
Wow.
It was real short.
He came by himself.
When I saw him, he was by himself.
Walked in the door by himself, everything. Yeah. Huh?
I know he paid though.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and he's got enough in him. He ain't got no beef with nobody. We got to be worrying,
right?
Shit,
right.
Except Soulja Boy, he should be whooping his ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's Soulja Boy. Your daughter should have known though. Now, I gotta chalk that up to my daughter though. Soulja Boy.
I chalk that up to Teddy. If you've known her since she was 6, what kind of example you give her?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you might have just went against what I said, and I told you not to be fucking no goddamn dude named Soulja Boy. This is what you get. I ain't saving you for shit. You're dating a guy named Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy,
tell him.
What the fuck you think gonna happen?
Right.
Maybe she's attracted to him because he makes beats like her dad.
Right.
Maybe it's that type of thing.
Yeah.
But he don't even. Yeah. Shit. What do you think about this dude Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I don't even like talking about that child molesting punk. I can't stand this dude.
Man, he ain't gonna make it through this year.
Yeah, I don't think so. He calling too many people out wherever he go. I'm here. I'm live. Like they gonna whoop your ass. They got him in the LA airport.
I'm just like, you can't run from these motherfuckers. Like it's right. Like literally.
So a dude with the
6ix9ine tattoo, rainbow hair,
the pink hair,
the Skittle grip.
My thing is like, you really believe in your career to get a 6ix9ine tattooed on your face? Like, yeah. Like you're not trying to do any endorsements. You're not trying to do anything.
Well, you know, he most of his money from overseas.
Really?
Yeah, he tour overseas. That's what. Truth be told, dude got money. Yeah, he doing shows in Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Our dude got money. He popping overseas. They love him overseas. He just ain't known back here.
Okay. But
if he popped overseas first and then came back to New York and was like, I need to be popping more. Right. Once he put that ground, just don't listen to child molester music. That's my preference.
Yeah, I can't.
Right. Shit,
man. Like,
I do something else.
What y'all been listening to, though, lately, hip-hop-wise?
I've been listening to that. Man. The Sir.
What is Sir?
Yeah, he a singer. He been around for a while, but he put out a new album called Summer in November.
Okay,
it's dope.
Check that out.
Yeah,
y'all peep that Fonte.
Fonte is dope.
That Fonte album might be my best favorite album of the year so far.
Elzai's dope.
We said what? Crisis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it what Percy Jackson or something like that? Or was it?
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, something like that. But that's good too, man.
Old boy from the West Coast.
Nipsey.
Nipsey, that's dope.
Always gonna be hard.
Yeah.
On the low, I like that Daz album.
I didn't listen to it.
It's three discs though now.
For real?
Yeah, but it's look. I condensed it. I just really took all the songs off I didn't like. And I made a great album.
Yeah, you made
a great
album.
I made a great dance album.
I be doing that too. So I'm going to make my own.
Right. Yeah, I made a great dance. It's dope though. Like, it's super West Coast though. You know, it is like, yo, this just makes you give you some nostalgia. But right. It feels kind of, it's basically like some up, like DJ Quick when he does some shit.
Old school West Coast.
You know, DJ Quick is producing Layla Hathaway's next album.
I heard about that.
That's going to be crazy.
Is he doing a whole thing?
I don't know, but they said they was doing a couple of tracks. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a full project or not.
He doing who album?
Layla Hathaway's.
He can do it.
Because he did the 2020 joint.
Yeah.
Damn. What's Tony joint?
The one he rapping on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what was that? Tonight.
Quick did he did a lot of stuff.
He did a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff on the low. You know what else dope on some like alternative, like different stuff? The little guys, it's like I don't want to call him a boy band. Brooke Hampton.
Oh yeah. So, I heard they be doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they like they kinda got like the new style. They young. These cats like 19, 20.
Okay, so they on that kind of like our future type of
kinda like, but they kinda sing and rap. There's like three of them black and like the other three is white. One of the dudes gay and he's like openly gay.
Yeah, no. That's the track that you tagged us in. Was that you that tagged us in or was that Teddy? That tagged this in it when he was like, and I sucked my homeboy dick.
Yeah.
Wait. He said that on the chat?
Yeah.
Which homeboy was he pointing at the time?
It makes so bad, he got probably the most bars out of the crew.
Damn.
But dude.
No, he was riding the car. He's like, and I sucked my homeboy's dick.
Yeah.
And kept flowing.
Yeah. They got some joints, though. It's different.
They on some Odd Future type style, ain't they?
Yeah, it's literally like a mixture of like everything.
Okay,
you know I like to say words when I rap, though. I can't.
You just gotta fast forward some of his stuff. But
have y'all seen that new documentary from Just Blaze on Netflix?
No,
I don't know.
Oh man, it's like 9 different people they highlight. They got Nas and
Dave East, I heard about
they
that.
Got,
it's like
Two Chainz,
but it's different episodes.
It's different
episodes,
yeah. Like 8 of them. They got, I think they got is it Elzai they got? But like they got 8 different people on there, man. I need to watch it. It's supposed to be pretty good. And there was another one. What is it? The one that came on Showtime that had. It was like, was it Mike Check? It was like The Rhyme or something. It's pretty dope, man. Cause Flatbush Zombies are in it, and I was like, I forgot about that dope track we had on Raw. No, that track from Flatbush Zombies, that black and white one that was dope.
Yeah.
And they played it, and that was like the theme song. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that shit. I had to go re-download that Flatbush Zombies album. I was like, I forgot all about them. As I look this up real quick, I'm gonna.
Yeah, their name is Brooke Hampton.
Brooke Hampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the one dude is openly gay.
Yeah. He probably got the most bars. I'm like, man, you just got to edit. You just got to edit his, some of his lines.
And then shock value, though, too, probably. Yeah, for him too, though. Yeah.
And they all, like, they just like these group of, like, weird, like, just, like, nerdy kids that look, do
like
music.
The outsiders. Yeah. Just doing their thing. Yeah. I'm still, I don't know. I mean, I check it out, but I'm not going to learn his verse.
When I first heard his verse, I was like, whoa. Okay. That's
he said, I'm
that's moderate.
I'm not going to learn his verse at all.
No.
Yeah, the documentary was called, damn, I can't find the name of it, man, but I'm going to tweet it out for everybody. Oh, man, I can't remember this name of it. It was pretty good. It came on Showtime. And it was, they said, let's breaking down rhymes and stuff. And then Nas going to how he helped write Keeping Getting Jiggy With It.
Yeah.
He talk about it.
Wow.
He was like, I didn't write it. He was like, almost like he wouldn't, because he probably had some NDAs or something on it. He was like, I was just in the studio with him and just was like, yo, you should kind of do it like this, you know, and kind of flip it like that, you know.
Get my Will Smith song?
Yeah. It's Word is Bond is the name of the documentary, y'all. Sure. It's called Word is Bond.
You know, Ludacris only Emmy is for writing for Will Smith. I mean, Grammy.
What song did he write for
him? What song was that? Is it Miami? I think it might be Getting Jiggy With. I think he was in on that one, too.
No, that's Nas. You could tell that's Nas.
If you look at it, damn near all of Will Smith's songs, you'll see C. Bridges. Yeah, he writes most. That's the only Grammy he has for writing a Will Smith song.
Is it for Men in Black?
Nuh-uh.
It's just, he got a Grammy for that, I think.
It might be. It ain't Miami.
Just the two of us?
Nah, I think it's Getting Jiggy With It. I need to Google it. Hand me that phone. Yeah.
Rakim said he didn't write Summertime, though. That was a thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true? Because that's been like the long myth that Rakim wrote Summertime.
Yeah, I never thought. I didn't hear it. When I go back and listen to it, it don't sound like Rakim to me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because he was kind of having a heavier, deeper voice on the song. I think people was like, oh, you sure?
I'm over that room. I was like,
I mean, I know Rule was like, fuck it, I ain't trying to rhyme no more. Right. Like, y'all can write this shit. I'm going to pop it off. They supposed to be him. Jazz supposed to go on tour, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was on Instagram showing some new songs.
His Instagram
is lit.
Yo. Yeah. That motherfucker, he was like, yo.
It's like going to church. A good church.
Good church too.
I want to go back next Sunday.
Like, I feel like you need to pull out a collection plate.
Can I
like,
put this money through the farm or Google Pay?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to have a PayPal link on there and shit. Right, exactly. But you're like, go ahead and give me a write on it. It's not Getting Jiggy With It because I'm just pulling it up now. He's not on that one. It might be just the two of us.
That's a Will Smith song. It's the only Grammy he got. I was just going on my phone. I ain't got no good connection down here, but it was the only Grammy he got is for doing a Will Smith song.
That's crazy. That's crazy to think about that. That's it.
That new Royce and Primo is dope.
Oh, yeah. We going to go into a Raw Nog in a minute, but that Royce album, my thing is, Royce is getting better.
He always been my number one.
But I'm saying, like, he's getting better as Eminem is digressing to me.
Yeah.
I know that may say blasphemous to say, but I feel like Royce is getting better as Eminem is digressing.
You don't think Eminem still got it?
I think he does, but he's not showing it.
That's because he ain't on drugs no more. Be honest with you. Like, you got to get that struggle going on.
I mean, the Recovery album went bad. And not Recovery. Which one is the one that Dre produced most of it?
Javon probably killed me, but I never was really an M fan.
Oh, you know.
I thought he was, you know, I think he had skills, but I don't know. A lot of times it kind of came out corny to me. I mean, I don't know.
I was never a fan with at the My Name Is part, but man, when he started doing that stuff with the Dre and like Forgot About Dre and everything, I'm like, this dude hot. Then he came out that Renegade with Jay-Z. I'm like, this dude killing it. Yeah,
I remember when I was watching The Box. And I saw the first song, I Just Don't Give a Fuck. This white boy kind of rhyming.
Yeah, I remember.
And then I remember I went into Music Land, and they was playing
I still work there, high school.
The one at the Galleria?
No, the one at Northwest Plaza.
Northwest Plaza?
Yeah.
And you know what? Was it that one? But I went in there, and they were playing it, and I was like, yo, what is this? And he's like, yeah, that's the Eminem. I was like, you know what? And I sat there, listening. I was like, I'm going to get this shit. And I went on ahead and copied
it. Right.
That same thing happened to me with the Fugees album.
Yeah, first Fuji was dope.
But I got it off of listening to it in the store, though. Yeah. Like somebody, they were playing it on the thing, though. Right. Fuji Live, oh, that's dope. But you got to remember that first album was whack.
Yeah, it was only thing they had was Mona Lisa,
and that was, that was a remix. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yo, this guy, all right, I'm going to get this Fuji. I remember when I first got it, I was like, the fuck you getting the Fuji's album for? The fuck is this shit?
Fuji's came with it, though.
Yeah, the Fugees came with it, man.
I didn't get on M2. I saw a documentary. But this is like after his first album. They was doing a documentary on LL Cool J. And they was like, who you think the best rapper is out right now? And truth be told, Eminem is like a huge LL Cool J fan.
Yeah, him and Tretch.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big Tretch fan, too.
Yeah, but LL was like, Dre got this white boy coming out this cold.
Oh, LL Cool J's talking
about. Yeah, he was like, I can't remember his name, but his name, Eminem, he going to be one of the best out there, man. Wait till you hear this cat.
Oh, so LL Cool J was already saying.
He had already heard all the stuff. He was like, man, this boy cold.
Wow.
He saw that coming.
That's interesting. I didn't even know that. Wow.
See, speaking of white boys, MCs, I'm doing a project. I'm back in the studio with John Hill.
Yeah, where the fuck he been at?
Man, just life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is he rhyming still good?
Dude,
he got some heat.
We got some classics, dude.
Damn, like, he got some heat.
Like, yes, dude. He's nodding his head, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, dude. St. Louis classic.
Oh, yeah. John Hill, he had a nice buzz going.
Yeah,
for a while.
Dude, we got a joint. We got who we got on it? We got
you producing the whole project?
Yep, Van.
Oh, shit, because that joint with him and John Hill before, though, that came out like 06, was dope, too. Mm-hmm. So you producing the whole project?
T-Dub
is on it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, his verse. I mean, you heard what happened to him, right?
No, what?
Man.
Okay, that's up there. Okay.
Dude. His verse.
He's killing it.
42 bars.
What? Damn.
42 bars apiece.
Each one of them did 42 bars? Was that the purpose of the song? Or
nah, life just he was talking about life.
Oh, all three of them all three of them are talking about life.
It is T-Dub and John on this record.
Oh, so
he got another record with Van.
Okay, that one ain't 42 bars though.
Nah.
Okay, so them two just going. So it's just two verses on there, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And no hook? Or just a hook in the middle?
I'm still putting it together. I don't know if we're gonna do it so long.
Damn, yes.
It's man.
Damn.
The hooks just be 42 bars and then the next person.
Yeah, but it's just some good hip hop.
Mm. Man, we gonna get ready to go to break. We gonna come back with everybody's favorite section. Raw No. We'll be back. Stride Low Cash. Welcome back, Stride Low Cash. We back. Everybody's favorite section is finally back. Raw or No. Y'all know what it means. Raw is dope. Or no, it's not. It's just like when you want to go raw up in your mom.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
You said that
wanted
sounded
to
fucked up.
No, wait, that sounded fucked up.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Pause.
That was bad.
It was a lot of.
What?
I had two different thoughts and ideas.
Hell.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is raw. No, this is like when your dad wanted to go raw on your mom.
Yeah. Somebody, I combined like the idea of you wanting to go raw on your chick.
You combined you having sex with your mom is what you combined. Like, this was.
That's bad on my part. That was bad.
Oh, my God. Is this the dark side of the podcast?
Yeah, that was, you know, the show ain't been on for a while, so I'm not used to introducing
it. What in the hell?
Let's get to it. Let me just quit embarrassing myself. Or is in the middle. So let's go. First up, Snoop Dogg and Charlie Wilson, the Snoop Dogg gospel album. This song is called One More.
Hello?
Daddy, I can't keep doing this.
Are you using?
I wanted to stop, but I don't know how.
Has kept me. Don't rush, keep the pain. I'm focused on my goal. I live to tell the story. Yeah. Get together and mistake to make me great. Even when I fell flat on my face, you gave me grace. God knows that I haven't been an angel and I'm no saint, but I always take the time to give you thanks for all you.
One more day.
God has given us
one more day.
One more day.
One more day.
featuring everybody.
Wasn't he just cussing out Donald Trump on Instagram? I thought it was raw though.
He
I didn't even
know. On the album, so I ain't heard the dance track. I don't know if it's like,
Yo, this is bro. You said it's number
no fun if Jesus can't have
no. And it's number one on the gospel charts.
Yes.
This is dope. This is dope.
Dude, like raw, man. Like,
yeah.
I just want to give y'all the track, the features on this Snoop Dogg Presents gospel album. Cause
oh my bad. Let me give y'all the
track list.
The track list for this Snoop Dogg. It's called Bible of Love. All right, so on this we have the Zion Messengers and KC and JoJo, John P. Key, October London, who's my boy though. That's another catch I need to peep. October London, he's dope. He's like Snoop's artist, but he's an R&B singer. He reminds you kind of a little bit of a. He's got a kind of like a, I wouldn't say Maxwell, but. It's like a, I can't put my finger on who it'd be like, but it's dope. It's an older school, like not a Marvin feel. His music sounds like a Marvin feel, but he doesn't have a voice like Marvin.
Right.
But he's got that kind of feel. Then he's got the Zion Ministers on there again. Faith Evans, Kim Burrell, the Clark Sisters.
Wow. Wait, the Clark Sisters?
The Clark Sisters.
I ain't heard that name. You just took me back to my childhood. I'm looking at
that. Then he got Molly Music on there.
My music's dope.
Yeah, but he's still, he had two gospel albums before he did his secular joint.
Yeah.
Charlie Wilson, the one we just heard, that's on disc one.
What?
Disc two has Marvin Sapp and Mary Mary on a track, Kim Burrell and Molly Music on another one, Jazzy Faye and Isaac Carey, Snoop Superfly
what?
On Praise 'Em.
What?
Then Rance Allen, the Clark Sisters again. Then he's got KC on another track, Dash Dillinger, Patti LaBelle, Fred Hammond, John P. Key again, and B. Slade.
Wow.
Man, you messing getting that call from Snoop.
I'm trying number to one. Look at that. Number one.
Jeez. Man. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, Snoop getting everybody money. Snoop said, right. Money. I, at this point in life, I think everyone has spent money on a Snoop Dogg project. I think he's completed the full circle at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that is crazy.
Everybody has bought something from Snoop Doggy Dogg at this point.
Right.
Period.
I got to go get this album.
Dude.
Soon.
Dude, I'm going to be rocking on Sunday, and I don't even go to church for real.
Right.
My wife going to be like, yo, you going to church? I'm like, nope, I got Snoop.
We got it right here.
I got it right here.
You don't hear this One More Day playing, baby. Praise him.
What this Fred Hammond joint. Right. Let me let this Fred Hammond joint soothe you with the Clark Sisters.
Right. To that dad song come up. I can't see that being straight gospel.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I'm going to download. That's the first track I'm going to.
You right.
That's the first track.
I got to hear what he going
to
say.
Yeah, the first track I'm going to is the Dash Dillinger song.
Right.
On disc two.
Crip walking up at the altar.
You too. I'm just telling you, man. If they'd had Corrupt on there too, it'd have been even better. Just featuring the Dog Pound.
That'd have been heaven right there.
Bomb ass Jesus.
All dogs go to heaven.
All dogs.
That's what they call it.
All dogs. All right, next up is the Catch Me Outside.
Wine
girl.
And juice.
Body. Bad Baby featuring Lil Yachty. Y'all thought I forgot. I'm still calling him Yachty.
Yeah.
The song's called Gucci Flip Flops. And she signed to Atlantic, y'all. Keep that in mind.
Gucci flip flops. Fuck it, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch. Diamonds dripping off of the clock. Pull the six out. Winter time, dropping the top. Until they pussy ass, turn this shit up a notch. Gucci flip flops, make a kick rock. It's a big clock, check the wristwatch. Gucci flip flops, fuck you, hit your bitch in massage.
I can't.
You gotta go to Yahtzee verse. We gotta indulge ourselves with Yahtzee.
Talking shit but want a verse, that's a riddle to me. Cut for that bitch if she got a virginity. Cause then she gon' really be in me. Two 50 shots on my rock for the enemies. Put a few holes in this kidney.
Gucci flip-flops, fuck you, hit your bitch and massage. This a big watch, diamonds dripping off of the clock.
Bad Baby sounds better than Lil Yachty though, for the record.
Yeah.
I mean, that's saying.
I can't.
I'm going no. Like, she doesn't have bad rhyming, actually. It's just that her persona is fucked up.
Right. I mean, she got a good voice for it, but you already know she's not writing that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like her. I don't like
the whole concept of idea.
I'm going to go with a hell no.
Yeah. How you famous from, you know what I'm saying, being off of Dr. Phil? Like, you went crazy.
Yeah,
forget that.
I'm good.
They signed her. Atlantic signed her. She's on Atlantic Records.
She popping, right? You do what you want when you popping. Ain't that what they say? Yeah. Shit, she can do whatever she wants. She ain't going to get my money, though. Not even a YouTube view. Damn.
All right, next up, the Loonies are back.
Uh-oh.
With their new joint called, but off their new album called No Pressure.
I'ma make you a star, man.
Ain't no money like mumble money, baby.
By any means, no pressure. With some fluids and effort and blowing out, we ain't nowhere near going now. Never when niggas is born flocking the cheddar. This is Gotham, nigga. East to the bottom, whatever. No. It's lunatic music, bringing guap forever. The L-U-N-I-Z, bringing guap forever. O-A-K-L-A-N-D, bringing guap forever. Oakland, we never had no pressure, nigga. Nigga.
Ghetto boy, it's man versus bitch niggas with man purse. Let the can swerve and put his ass in a van hearse. At the turf, peel it back, see the stand first. White and tan work, count bands, my hands hurt. Like the perp, that's free smoke. They only blowing up the jackass with Steve-O. I don't really know who from the south or the east coast. Everybody sound like Drake and Amigos. We in the...
Yep.
Yeah, hey man.
So there's some facts there.
Yeah, I realize how much more than... Yuckmouth is better than Numbskull Don't Hear. And because Yuckmouth has a platinum solo album too, that joined on Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I realized how old Numbskull looks though too. He look aged.
Right, yeah.
Like Yuckmouth look like he still, like, you know, yeah. Numbskull look like he like had some battles.
Actually cracked.
Yeah.
I need to put him in the lab somewhere.
Yeah, he ain't got five on it no more.
Right.
Yuckmouth still look like he could do I got five on it and still be straight. And Upschool's
he
got
to be home by five. My water pills done kicked in. I got to pee. You got me on this club trying to rap. I got to pee. You know I took these goddamn water pills.
and Yuckmouth trying to get all the money because he's like, I got to do a Loony show to get this money. But can the venue be open at 3? Because he got to be home by 5.
Exactly.
But what's wrong with y'all do day party, day concert.
Right.
You do a day concert. But I'm going to go to Raw, man. I'm going to go to Raw.
I'm going to go with an Or.
I think the track was cool, but I'm going to go with a Raw because, you know, there's some nice facts in there that, you know, you talk some facts. True stuff. So
I just don't feel like they the people to bring down mumble rap. You know, you didn't come out of retirement to just do that. You came out to get some more money.
Yeah.
You stated facts, but you're not going to be the one to knock them out, you know.
Yeah.
All right, next up, this is user submitted. So we had a lot of stuff people submitted for a while, but we finally get into it. This one's Riding Slow, Chuck T featuring Ash Da Blunt and Dave Clark.
Hey, hey, hey. You know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Ash Da Blunt. Push ENT.
No, we don't.
We in this motherfucker. Riding slow. Hey, man, you better roll up to this shit. Better, man.
How you doing?
Hey, I like that motherfucker.
Hey, riding slow through the hood, smoking nothing but that good. Calling shots like I'm should. Got these haters hella mad, looking ugly like a pug. But I don't give a fuck, I'm just focused on the fuck, nigga, what? Riding slow through the hood, smoking nothing but that good. As you get closer to it, but God's right with me through except and movement. Don't just talk about it, nigga, I go out and prove it.
Walk the walk, fuck talking, let the paper do it. Never try to lease it, man, I need to own it. If you see me in it, I got the pieces on it. Now I'm scheming on the paper while I'm creeping in my Beamer, rolling through the 80s.
Okay.
First of all, his album cover looks like it's like the one people used to give out free CDs to you, like local town. Right. Like, when cats didn't have like no good design
that
or shit.
Album cover for some reason reminds me of Menace to Society. That's all I see when I see the album cover. I see Menace to Society with a Jerry Curl or something.
Right.
Damn. And it sounded, he sounded like he did this literally in his homeboy's closet.
Right.
Production value was horrible. Like,
the rhyme was Dr. Seuss.
Bitches be on my dick
while I'm riding. Yeah, I hate when artists
making green eggs and ham.
I hate when artists get on a track at the beginning of the record and they're like, y'all know what it is. Y'all know who this is. Yeah, y'all know what it is. Yeah. Like, no.
Like, dude, you're not an established artist. Established artists can
we
do
don't.
That.
We don't know who you are, so.
It's a real, you're taking a real big risk saying you know who it is. It better be a fire track.
Or they say, guess who's back? What?
They took that from Tupac, though, yeah, man. Like, both of them is like,
oh my God.
I'm going to give it a nah for nah. Yeah, I'm going to give it a no.
Yeah, next up is a fan favorite, your boy Bangs. It's called Happy Valentine's Day, Me No Love.
She wanna love me. I said, me no love you. You plus me equals three, not two. She wanna go home, I said my car no petrol. She said let's walk, I said I hurt my ankle.
What?
She wanna love me,
bars.
I said me no love you.
Bars.
You plus me equals three, not two. She wanna go home, I said my car no petrol. She said let's walk, I said I hurt my ankle. You come here, me go there, over where, over there, who care? She wanna give me hug. I said, how much you got? She said, $5, full fare.
Thanks.
No concession card, boom, bah. She got me, ha, ha, ha. The time is clicking, tick, tock, tick. Don't take your time, make it short and quick. I'm feeling sick. She wanna love me?
What?
Okay, he said his car ain't got no petrol, no gas.
And I can't walk.
And I can't walk. So
I broke my ankle.
What you gonna do?
You gonna stay here.
You gonna stay here.
Damn.
Bangs is, see, the mumble rapper's in affected Bangs now. Like, he got the little, Bangs was coming with some heat, though, for a minute. I'm about to go with an or for you, this Bangs. Bangs, you was improving at one point.
You gave that an or?
Yes.
You banging that? You banging that at the Snoop Dogg?
Bangs, yes. Bangs can get no lower than an or.
Oh, my God.
The lower is the bottom level is an or for
It's me. Definitely not for me.
Yeah. Bangs can get no lower than an or.
He got no lower in than his cup.
No petrol. I'm disappointed in him regressing as an MC, though. And he was trying to do his own thing. He gave the best controlled response.
How far did he regress? Is it a big step down?
Rem, do you want to pull out the control remix? Go pull up.
Now, I can't take no more Bangs. Forget
no,
that.
No. For our listeners, you got to pull up the control one when he did control.
That was horrible.
No. That was heat.
That was horrible.
Bangs gave the heat, though. Bangs had that heat. Y'all, the listeners, go Google your boy Bangs control. He go at Kendrick. I was like, he went at him. I was like, dang, Bangs.
Don't Google
this. Do something
more constructive with your time. Go pick your nose. Said, go do something.
What'd he say? He said, you got money. I got money. He's like,
I got girls.
You got girls.
I take them to the movies.
You don't.
Some middle school stuff.
Yeah. Look, man, don't hate on Bangs. Bangs had an album that was trying to come out where he was on the cross, though, like Tupac, but he was down off YouTube, man.
Wow.
It was a cartoon drawing of Bangs on the cross with the blood and everything.
Why'd he take it down?
I don't know, man. Maybe the project got on shelf, though. It was like, you know, it was Bangzavelli.
Trash.
It was under the show.
It was called Bangzavelli, I think.
Oh,
or something
God.
Like that. All right, next up, VCP and Hank Sweets. The song's called A's. This is user submitted to.
AIDS. Okay.
Not AIDS. AIDS. Yeah, I'm like,
what?
Like, these hits. One is having sex with their mama. The other one's got AIDS. I don't know what's going on.
Man, this beat, right?
Lean in, zoom in, zoot it. Abusing music, moment, stupid. loop it. You abuse it, use it.
Zooming and abusing. I'm cruising with the fucking music. I'm sipping on this fluid, and it's in my fluid. All my brothers getting checks, and we getting to it. Ran us up a check, bitch, you know we next. A lot of
can't.
You see the second verse, the other.
Rookies trying to be some fucking
music. Grooving under the living astronomy, whoa. Yeah. Supersonic, whoa.
Yeah, no.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Damn. That was like Super Shocker incarnated.
Yeah. I think a lot of this new stuff is like you literally has to be, you got to be high.
He said you got to be high.
They,
like
I mean, they look like they high. So
yeah,
it's like maybe
into it.
Maybe I need to be high.
I don't know, but they had it memorized. You know how many times they got it? Yeah. You know, so they had to not be high.
Well, no, sometimes they just mouthing words, though, too, and they be turning their face.
Yeah.
Just like, use it.
Yeah, use it. Abuse it.
Okay, yeah. We doing this all in one take. You know that, right? So if you don't get this right this first time, you fucked. Next up, we got A Streets. He's in jail, though, but he happened to produce a track before he went to jail.
What?
This is his last track ever. He went to jail for statutory rape.
What is the name of this song?
The song is called Earl Sex for
$20.
Yes. Wow. Streets are shout out to H Street. Hold your head in jail.
It's one long hook.
Yeah. But it's actually better than his other songs. His last song was better than the other ones.
Right.
That we had. Yeah, I'm going with a nod on A Streets because you got locked up for statutory rape.
Yeah, I'm going to hell now.
Brother, he throw 120 down on the ground.
But these A Street videos just make me like, your low self-esteem girls that don't
that's
have
that's what
no patties,
I was about to say. Yeah, young ma'am, you are better than this to be dancing for $120. You know what I'm saying?
And being an A Streets video. Jeez, like,
man, that's horrible.
And he's got new girls in every one of his videos. Yep. He has a girl like,
yeah.
I don't know if he's getting this wayward girls off the bus, like off the Greyhound bus.
Finding going girls through, with no daddy.
Ohio.
Yeah, is your daddy around? No, come on. I got a job for you.
I got it. You want 20s, 20s, 20s?
Right.
It's only going to add up to $120.
And I need half of that back.
Well, you owe me, right?
Right.
So,
right.
There you go. All right, next up, Dash Dillinger featuring Cocaine. The song is called Ain't the Same.
I'm sacrificing, I paid the price, and I grabbed them out, and I pissed them out, cause I'm home. Fucking with a man, nigga. Stop this talk, we gotta walk the walk, and if you ain't got hustle, that's a bump, and I'm home. Fucking with a man, nigga. Y'all niggas in the game keep playing, though. If you ain't getting money, what you doing to fall, but I'm home. Fucking with a man, nigga. I'm about that life, I got stripes, we gon' ride tonight, we gon' take life with this home. Shit just ain't the same, just like it used to be. Niggas ain't the same, no bitches.
You go first.
I'm always gonna fuck with Dash. That's this route of me, like his voice and everything, man.
Production, you know, like
I'm always.
It makes you forget how, like how dope his production is, though. Like Dash production is. What you got, Real?
Man, I'm gonna go to Raw. I would have gave it an extra Raw if I didn't like when he did
the second hook
type of thing. Cause I was like, is that the verse?
Oh, you said because it sounded like it was the first starting the verse. Right.
Yeah, but when he came up the verse, I'm like, man, if he would have
came straight in with that,
it'd been crazy.
Yeah,
kind of give you that old kind of made me feel like I'm back in you know, high school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna go to
Raw.
Riding drop top in California is like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, dope. Yeah. I'm gonna go to Raw.
All right, next up, St. Louis's own Smino, his new track, Wild Irish Roses.
What do you like?
Daddy, if you ride.
It ain't no backwoods on this side. The time on the ride with me to get some. I'll pick a couple of wild Irish roses. You looking delectable. Made arrangements for that at the bout. That bump up is cool. Your friend can roll through. Casa su casa, how's your Spanish? You kick it off, home feel advantage. Got Gatorade on ice, lil' boo, stay cool. Second stop, we done made. Can't find no ones and it's getting late. I might just pull over.
Lil' Shawty got me standing at attention. Quit that door. That's that 2-day bench press repetition. Equinox, oops, I mean Equinox. Me GF, baby, and the F is for finito. Triangles down the circle, my dick a Chico. I stick for the joy, she's saying it's sweet, calling me Chico. I dig in the earth deep and she quaking. I'm from Jupiter, baby, get with the alien. Crazy, pop the little something, I'm seeing 3D. We saw Nefertiti, you won't.
All right, you want to go first, Rim?
I'm gonna go to Raw. The album is Raw.
Yeah, Raw.
Yeah, that's a dope project. Something new coming from St. Louis.
You know. Yeah, it's sort of different, the diversity of sound here.
Yep. He a talented dude.
Yeah. Young dude too, though, right?
Yeah, sing, write.
Yeah, rhymes.
Yeah.
With the rhymes.
Yeah.
Because how old is he? He was over 23 or 24.
Something like that,
yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. That was Raw.
Yeah. That's on the last, the album he just dropped, right?
Yep.
This is on the right. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a Raw too, man. Like, that was crazy good, man. All right, next up, last up, Race to 5'9" featuring J. Cole, Pablo Boats.
Cruising down the river.
Oh, it's your world. I ain't nothing but a squirrel trying to get a nut. Just jealous of everybody that's headed out on that Pablo boat. It is the perfect weather, the perfect time to enjoy a few snacks. Oh man, I wish I was joining you with a little cheese and crackers, a little can-eye wine, a little Rio Nitti on ice, some Harvey Bristle cream. But let's do this only on Smooth FM.
Nothing compared to our family trips. My uncle shook hands with the manly grip. All this hand-me-down shit I had an uncanny fit. All the gangsters I had in my family had me Annie bitch. My granddaddy mistress caught the business from my granny fist. That was back before I was born. Pop told stories about it that would last for hours long. And as a family, we was just so happy when him and mama got along on the Pablo. On our way to that black amusement park, wood roller coasters cracked sold on plastic scooter cars. Smoking grass at the vintage food court, broken glass waiting on you on the swimming pool floor. I came across my identity on the Pablo boat. That's where I lost my virginity, no condom though. That's when paranoia hit me like when superstition does. Left my inhibitions, I guess what my supervision was. Parties on the way to the island would be the livest though. First time big bro hit the bottle was on the Pablo boat.
Then it, bitch, I'm the man, now I'm rolling.
driving it slow as if it's stolen. Piling up bros like we was clothing on a dresser. Calling up hoes like we was Jodeci, let's check her. Double D's like double deckers, I wanna sex her. But these keys don't come with game on how to finesse her. 5 semesters left until college, I'm under pressure. I'm not a real nigga till I undress her. I gotta press her. This was my main concern back when concerns were lesser. Nowadays I often yearn to press her. Backspace button or hit return, but life is not no word processor. Most folks would burn the cess to burn the stressor.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a super, super raw. This amusement park, Bablo, the one that they're talking about, that shit was almost the open of 100 years.
Damn.
1898, it closed in 1994.
Wow.
I mean, 1994.
It was really closed for, they just shut, did it get shut
down?
Shit,
niggas was running it. It started out as the White Park. It's just like Northwest Plaza. It started out as the White Park.
Oh, yeah.
It became the Black Park. That's what it went down.
The White Mall turned to the Black Mall. Yep, it's time to go.
Yep. Damn. Like this, I'm looking forward to this Royce project, man. Like, I thought Layers was dope. I think people slept on Layers too.
Royce has always been dope.
That was my number one.
Yeah, man.
Always been.
It's kind of hard to deny Royce, man, at this point.
I mean, I've been telling you for years, like, dude is nice.
Like, he's getting better production though now. Yeah. I felt like his problem was before that he had bad production. After that first album was dope production, one that had with Pharrell and Premier on there and all that. Yeah. But then like them two or three albums after that, it was like, you're rhyming, but this production
it don't match.
And then around what was the one before he did Prime? The one before he did Prime, it was like, okay. Yeah. Eminem produced some tracks on there and he was like, okay. And then he did Prime, and it was like, "Yo, this is all right, Royce."
Yeah, that's a raw for me.
Yeah, because y'all know Starter House came as a whole collective, St. Louis.
Yeah,
came a couple years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And to what was the spot over there on? It's called the Soulard. Where he's at T's at? That's where they was at, I think.
I don't remember where they was at, but they all came together.
Yeah, that's. I heard it was nobody there too.
Well, nobody. Slaughterhouse got one of my favorite songs. What's the name of that one song? Where they count down 3.
Yeah,
two,
it was crazy. Yeah.
Hey, that mug was dope.
Slaughterhouse is crazy.
My favorite one. Yeah. I was like, man, that mug was hard.
All them cats is shit.
All them dope, dude.
Yeah, man, I was like, Jesus, this song was hard.
All right, we getting ready to wrapping them up. Johnny, where can he hit you up at?
Facebook, man. Jonathan May. Same old. Thanks.
You got any shows, anything coming up?
I'll be doing all them podcasts, man. A lot of, because of this, everybody been asking me to do their podcast. I'm like, all right,
that's good
fine.
Shit.
Let's do it. Yeah, man. I did that one with Palmer 2 weeks ago. It was on my page. That was dope, man. Yeah, Palmer love y'all.
Yeah, I fuck with Palmer.
That dude
man.
Love y'all. Let me hear y'all little cuts too. When y'all was saying, hey, thanks for listening in the zone and stuff. Y'all had some wild shit.
Yeah, it was wild, man. Real, where you hit you up at, man?
Check out my website, djreminisce10.com.
Hey, Cats has been asking what's up with a mix, man.
Man, dude. The job.
Yeah.
Man, somebody
hit us up, emails like, I see Rim doing live shit, but he can't get me no live mix on the goddamn
man,
podcast.
I got folders like ready for like me. I just don't have the time. Like I got some joints that I wanna put together.
Man, I gotta tell you, Rim, I've been getting a lot of house music, man, lately.
Yeah.
Like,
we need a house mix. We,
No, that's what
that's
started.
That's one mix that we working on, part two of that.
No, I'm saying that's what started me down the road. And then I've been getting a lot of Miguel Mix.
Yeah.
Miguel Mix shit is dope. Like, I was like, how did I not know about this shit?
Yeah, that's how I be.
Like, he got that last album he got, what's the name of that shit? I had just downloaded it. Dim Division.
Yep.
I'm like, yo, how did I not know about this shit?
Yes,
it's good music. Like, he got like Michelle D'Angelo on there. Yeah. He got like, I'm like, dude, like, what was how did I know? I'm talking about, it's like soulful shit though. It's just got a little, it's got a bump, but I'm saying like,
but that's the thing. House started. See, a lot of people don't know that house is always the black thing.
Yeah, I know. In Chicago,
A lot of people don't know. A lot of house music came from gospel music. A lot of gospels, they was doing like remixes and stuff. It was gospel. Then you got the soul house.
Yeah,
you know, but a lot of people look at it like it's white music.
Yeah, because house got kind of much meshed in electronica, basically, right?
That's when the white people took it, when they started making it more like dance music or like electronic music.
Yeah, because electronic is basically the son of the house music, right? Because you didn't know what you was kind of, if you was hearing house, you didn't know like, okay, is this soul house? Or
the first time I really, really heard it, like soul house, my first night, my freshman year at Jackson State.
Somebody was playing it.
I came out and they was playing it, dude, and like all these cats from Detroit, Chicago. Man, like they were just like dance. I'm like, dude, that's kind of tough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but a lot of people they think is when they hear it, that's white music, that's techno. I was like, nah, it's totally different. It's a whole culture. Like I'm still learning.
Yeah, because they doing did that joint come up that DJ AJ and them doing?
Yeah, they still.
Is it coming up?
It's coming up, I think.
They doing it, Voce.
Yeah. So St. Louis is known too to have a big house community.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of, in the black world.
I'm from Chicago, and I still wouldn't fuck with a house like that, man. Because it's different levels. You got hood house too, though. When bang, 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 skeet, skeet. Yeah. Skeet. Run a train on a bitch.
Yeah.
Run a train on a bitch. Did you put your dick in an E?
Yeah.
Peanut butter
jelly.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's hood house.
I'm been getting into it, man. I've been really, really tripping. I'm like, yo, like, this shit is crazy, man. Evelyn Champagne King is on this one. Like, dude, like, Lisa Saul, he got an EP they did together that just came out 2 years ago. I think I'm going to cop that one too soon, man. But, man, good looking on putting me on the house, man, with the mix, man. But, yeah, people was like, Ram, I'm mixing live and shit. I'm seeing it live feed. One dude like, he mixing live and shit, but he can't get me no goddamn
I'm going to be back on it. Dude, we dealing with these graduations and stuff at the university. So, like, once I get, like, through that, I'm going to go hard with the mixtapes. I got a couple of ideas, like man. I'm gonna try to put out like four like this summer, like different mixes. All right.
Make sure y'all keep listening. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. Twitter is straightolc and the Straight Out Lowcast fan page. Appreciate y'all as always. Peace.